When I got to school that morning, the playground at Appleton Elementary was packed with kids running around, punching each other, and shrieking as usual. I took a deep breath and squeezed my way through the crowds. Whenever I saw one of my classmates, I waved and quietly said, "How's it going?" like I do every morning. And like they do every morning, they looked right through me. I plopped down on a large boulder at the far end of the schoolyard, sharpened a pencil, and began to draw in my secret superhero sketchbook. When I was really small, Chris would sit me in his lap and read to me from his humongous collection of comic books. Even though I was too young to understand the stories, I was hypnotized by the pictures of the superheroes with their awesome powers. As soon as I could hold a pencil, I spent hours on the floor of Chris's bedroom, carefully tracing the characters in his comics. When I got a little older, I began to invent my own. My first sketches were pretty crummy, but eventually my scrawls began to take shape. First, I created Master Key, a crime fighter whose hands could transform into keys that could open any lock in existence. After that came Paper Boy, who could flatten his body until it was so thin that he could slip under doors. Since then, I've filled dozens of secret superhero sketchbooks, but I've never shown my drawings to anyone. Except JJ and Cecil, of course. Juanita Josefina Gonzalez, JJ for short, is the tallest girl in the fourth grade, and with a head full of thick, untamed black hair, she cast a very recognizable shadow over my sketchbook. "Hey, JJ," I said without looking up.
"Hey, Newt."
She leaned over my shoulder and studied the picture.
"Oh, I like this one. What's his name?"
"Wait, wait, wait!"
Cecil Butterworth shouted, racing across the playground.
"Don't tell the story yet!"
Cecil is the only kid in our class who is shorter and skinnier than I am, but what he lacks in size, he makes up for in volume. Once he joined us, Cecil clapped his hands and said,
"All right, let's have it. Who's today's super freak?"
"I'm calling this one Guy Wire. He used to be a wimpy librarian, but after he was exposed to radiation from a meteorite, he discovered that he could stretch his arms and fingers and legs into steel wires and do cool things like turn his legs into springs and bounce anywhere he wants to go."
"Sweet," laughed Cecil.
"Highly commendable,"
JJ nodded.
"Highly what?" Cecil raised an eyebrow. "Lady, sometimes I swear you swallowed a dictionary."
JJ taught herself to read at the age of three with the help of a wooden alphabet puzzle and a really big brain. She hasn't stopped reading since.
"Commendable just means deserving of praise," JJ explained. "Like Newt's drawing."
"Well, I think it deserves a drum roll."
Cecil pulled two drumsticks out of his backpack and did a quick rat-a-tat on the rock where I was sitting. Cecil's dream is to be a drummer. But until his parents break down, get earplugs, and buy Cecil a drum set of his own, he's determined to practice every chance he gets. Cecil finished his drum solo with a crash, and then announced,
"Okay, listen up. Does anybody remember what this weekend is?"
"Please," I exclaimed. "It's the weekend of the big game."
He shook his head.
"I'm talking about Sunday."
JJ and I shared a shrug.
"Hello," Cecil waved his arms about. "Can anybody say Halloween?"
"Really?" I said. "This Sunday?" Ever since we met in first grade, JJ, Cecil, and I have always trick-or-treated together. But I guess I'd been so wrapped up in my brother's final big game that Halloween had slipped my mind.
"You know what, guys?"
JJ twirled a strand of hair around a finger and squidged up her nose.
"I'm bored with Halloween."
"Bored with Halloween?" Cecil yelped. "I got two words for you. Free candy."
Oh, come on, we're in fourth grade now, JJ insisted. We've outgrown candy.
Now you're just talking crazy, Cecil scoffed. That made me laugh. Cecil can always make me laugh.
And besides, JJ added, our costumes suck. They always have.